Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me. Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thanks so much for your support. And here now is today's episode of The Lineup from September 23rd of 1950. So actually, we have consecutive shows right in a row, which is kind of rare for this section of the program, as we don't actually have another episode available until November 16th. A couple months later. So, anyway, here's today's episode, The Supermarket Murders.
By transcription, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Take any one of the seats.
Right here is fine.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Coyne.
How many you got?
Six.
All of the robberies?
Yeah. I don't think we'll get much, though. I'm pretty sure the boys we want don't have a packing.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room,
oh,
may I have
sure.
Your attention,
I'll see you in the office later.
Right.
Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identification, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identification, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of a suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among you. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications. When the prisoners leave here, they are sent to the bathroom and dressed back into their jail clothes. It makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. Ring on the line. All right, keep it moving right over to the end of the stage. Right over here, boy, that's right. Okay, now face front, hands to your side. Come on, give him a little room up there. Now look, boys, this is a big room. You'll have to speak up so everybody can hear you. A lot of people out there, and they all want to hear what you got to say, so keep your voice up. Okay, number one, Joel Webster, robbery. Where do you live, Joel?
1017 and a half west 108.
Got a hotel, a house, or what?
Hotel.
Has it got a name?
Yeah. Ashton Arms.
Who were you arrested with?
Nobody. I was arrested alone. I wasn't with nobody.
Any weapons?
No.
Didn't you have a knife?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it a weapon.
Well, what would you call it?
A knife. Just a knife.
How big a knife was it?
Oh, about this big, like this, when it's open.
About 8 inches.
When it's open.
It was open when you were picked up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's got open.
Okay, number two, Leonard Palms, robbery. All right, Leonard, don't look at me, look out at the people.
Can't see him.
What?
Nothing.
All right. Where do you live, Leonard?
Just got to town.
Okay, where have you been staying?
Your tank, I just got to town 2 days ago. Been here maybe an hour. I pull a job, I get picked up. Been here for 2 days, that's where I've been staying.
Where are you from? California, San Bernardino. You mean San Bernardino?
Yes, San Bernardino.
Were you arrested with anybody?
Yeah, I was arrested with another guy, George Lumpkin. Right here, number 7, we're buddies.
How long have you known him?
Kids together, lived in Verdu, San Bernardino over on D Street, right behind where I used to live. Known him 20 years, huh, George? Yeah, about 20.
Any weapons?
No, we never pulled nothing like this before. We got rolled on a train.
Oh, you came in by train?
Yeah, boxcar, Rod. In the boxcar, a couple of guys piled on and rolled us. We needed dough, so we grabbed a purse, but we never done nothing like that before. Huh, George? See?
Okay. Number 3, Carl Young, robbery.
Now, how about it? Any of these men?
Where do you live, Carl? 889
South Fuller.
Yeah, have him talk up, Matt, please.
Right. You'll have to be louder, Carl.
889 South Fuller, I live there.
You always wear glasses?
Yeah, I don't have to all the time, but I do.
Take them off. Keep facing the front. What you got to say it to the people out there, not to me.
Yes, sir.
You working, Carl?
No, sir. Not in 6 or 7 months.
What do you do when you work?
Gardener. Sometimes anything. Odd jobs and things.
Any weapons?
Yes, sir. A gun.
What kind of a gun?
.32 Smith & Wesson.
Blue steel, nickel plated, or what?
Nickel plated. I had it for about 10 years.
You own a car?
No.
Were you arrested with anyone?
No.
Where are you from, Carl?
From here. I've been here all my life. I was brought up on the south side. I wish I wasn't from here.
Well, how about it? Recognize any of these men?
All right, number 4. James Newton, robbery. Where do you live, James?
309 Greenlawn.
Now remember what I said about talking up? 309 Greenlawn. That's better. Where's that, James?
South side, over near Carvey Hill.
Who were you arrested with?
3 fellas. They're in the other room. Guess in the next line.
Who are they?
A fellow named Bleeker and a guy named...
I didn't think they would. These boys don't have records.
Well, they're sure going to have. 8 robberies in a month.
Yeah, they've got good descriptions.
Yeah, they follow a pretty uniform M.O. Gas stations, all-night markets.
Yeah. The best we can do is stake out every all-night market and try watching as many gas stations as possible.
That's a big order.
Sure is. You're with me tonight.
Okay.
We've got the West Side Market over on Fountain. You better go over and check out at Thompson just in case we're lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah. I'm sure getting tired of sitting here.
88. Ooh.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I got to go qualify if I want to keep my rating.
You rate expert, aren't you?
Yeah. $8 a month.
Well, it's my day off, too. I think I'll go along.
I'll pick you up.
Okay.
About 10? I'm picking Quine up,
though. Yeah, he's a good shot. Darn good.
I got to get up there.
Hey. A 501?
My last qualification was in February.
43. Close check on that.
February? Yeah.
Boy, what did you start yawning for? You know, I hate guys who pick on all night spots to stick up. We've already been here 4 hours.
Well, one thing these guys aren't consistent about is the time they pick. Liable to be anywhere from 11 o'clock to 6 in the morning.
Swell.
KQRA 231.
Huh? I'm my watch is fast.
Attention all units in Area Q.
Here's something.
All units in Area Q, a 211 code 4 at the Wheeler Market, 608 South Chester. All units in Area Q.
Well, this is what we've been looking for. Our boys have started using the guns.
Ambulance is on its way.
Okay, take it away.
That's Archer.
Quine's inside talking to the manager.
Okay. All right, let us through, please. Let us get by, please. Come on.
Who'd they haul off in the ambulance?
Manager's son.
Oh.
Hello, Ben.
What happened?
This is Mr. Bishop. He runs the store. This is Lieutenant Guthrie and Sergeant Greb, Mr. Bishop.
I've got to get down at the hospital.
That was his son in the ambulance.
Asher told me.
Please, I should be with Jack.
It was the four men we want, all right. They came in and held up the cash register girl.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah, the one crying. They asked for the money, and Mr. Bishop's son went for a gun under the counter.
He wanted to protect the store. He wasn't afraid of them. Please, I've got to get down and see how he is.
Asher.
Yeah, Ben.
See that Mr. Bishop gets down to the hospital. Get in there fast.
Sure.
Thank you.
Our car's out this way. Get a statement when he feels like it.
Yeah, okay.
Now let's go talk to the girl.
Okay. The name's Wilson. Jean Wilson. Engaged to the son. Miss Wilson?
Yes?
This is Lieutenant Guthrie. He'd like to talk to you.
All right.
Miss Wilson, did you get a good look at the hold-up men?
Yes. Oh, it was just terrible. I've never been in a hold-up or anything. It was just awful. And when that one man shot Jack, oh, it was just terrible.
You could identify the man who shot Jack, though, huh?
Yes, I could identify him. I think I could identify all of them. All but the one who stood by the door.
There were four of them?
Four, yes. I got a good look at three of them. Two of them came right up to the cash register. The one stood right over there by the vegetable section, but I'd recognize him.
And the fourth, he stood by the door?
Yes, right over there on the right side. I didn't see him until the two men who walked up to me took out guns and told me to give them all the money in the cash drawer. And then I noticed the one standing by the door, just sort of out of the corner of my eye. He had a gun, too. I was scared to death, and Jack, where he was standing in.
Jack was standing right behind her. When the older boys showed their guns, Jack reached for a gun his father kept under the counter. Still there. He never made it. Yeah, I got to. I have to qualify tomorrow, or I don't qualify at all.
Yeah, I sure wish we'd get these guys.
Oh, we will. Might take a while, but we will. Sooner or later, they'll make a mistake. We'll get spotted, and we'll get them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the descriptions we've got from all the witnesses, somebody's got to spot them.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Asher. How's the bishop, Ken?
He's dead.
Huh?
Died 10 minutes ago.
I took Mr. Bishop home. He didn't feel much like making a statement. Yeah, it felt like I was waving at a bus.
You got a 98, Ben.
Waving at a bus.
That's what I felt like.
I wish I could wave like that.
Not a selling, man. Hey, how about Quine? We got a bet.
I'm counting it up.
I might as well pay up now, boy. I feel it today.
The Annie Oakley of the 16th precinct.
99, Quine.
What? You see? Come on. Pay up.
He probably made a deal with the range master.
Come on, I hate Welshers. Let's have it.
Okay. Here's your dime. Wait a minute. You want to double it on the time fire?
20 cents?
20 cents.
How are you going to eat next week?
20 cents. You want it or not?
You want in on this one, Ben?
Sure. I'll get in on it.
Okay.
First half of rapid fire. Load and lock. Found third bell.
Asher.
Oh, Asher.
Hi.
Hey, boys all look pretty mean.
Second half of rapid fire, load and lock. Fire on third bell.
Hey, you look pretty good, Ben.
He waves, and every time he does, he shoots a 98.
They got two of the holdup men.
Oh, they did?
Come on, Matt.
Hey, wait a minute. You say they got the holdup men?
Two of them. Phillips had a rookie out in the car, spotted two guys in a parking lot, stealing some stuff out of the back of a car. A couple of young guys. Phillips and this rookie named Crockett picked them up.
What's wrong? They got two of the holdup men. Phillips and a rookie picked them up.
They didn't even figure that they might have been part of the holdup gang.
Caught them stealing something out of the car, huh?
What? Well, they took them in, shook them down, but not very well. They were bringing them up the back way when one of them pulled a hideout gun. There was a fight on the steps. Rookie got both of them. One dead and the other's dying. I just left Phillips' family.
What happened to Phillips?
The one with the hideout gun killed him.
The date is August 17th, 1942. The place? Enemy installations in France. Down from the skies sweep 12 American B-17s in deadly accurate attacks. The first American heavy bomber attacks from England. The historic 8th Air Force is making its bid for immortality, the beginning of its long and noble tradition. This was the start of America's superb air effort in the European theater during World War II, the beginning of the greatest air power the world has ever known. Remember that date, August 17, 1942, a day to be proud of, one of many great historic moments that make up the unforgettable saga of the United States Air Force.
Sergeant Glenn.
Yeah, I know the doc.
Yeah, how are you, Sergeant?
Okay.
The man's in here. Bullet severed the cervical spine. He's in bad shape. His partner's in the morgue. Jacobs. He was talking 10 minutes ago.
Jacobs.
This is Lieutenant Guthrie, Jacobs. He wants to talk to you.
Jacobs, we want to know where we can find your other two partners.
Where is Eddie?
He's dead. You killed a policeman, Jacobs.
I don't know nothing.
You killed a policeman, and we know you're one of four men who've been pulling off those robberies. We got Eddie, and we got you. We want to know who the other two men are.
I told Eddie we should have left those cars alone. Small time.
The other two men, Jacobs.
No good, Eddie. Let's get out.
One of you killed that boy in the grocery store. Now tell us who the other two men are.
He doesn't know what he's saying. We won't get anything out of him now.
We've got to find those other two.
Sorry, Sergeant. He's in a coma.
Okay. I'll put a man on him in case he comes to and wants to talk.
He'll need an oxygen tent if he's going to pull through.
Well, do you think he'll make it?
I doubt it. That slug went in crazy. Right in his hand, up his arm, and through his body. Must have had his arm out straight.
That's right. Pointing a gun.
I'm going to see about the tent.
Alan, robbery, please.
I talked with Crockett, the rookie. He's just sick about it.
Hello, Coyne. Guthrie. I want a man up here to stay with Jacobs. No, he's in a coma, but he may come around. I want a man here. Yeah. Yeah? Well, what's the address? Just a minute, wait. Give me that pencil, Matt, and that pen.
Here.
All right, go ahead. 445 North Elm. Okay. His uncle, Ketchell? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, Matt and I will take it. Yeah, bye.
What's up?
They got an address on Jacobs. 445 North Elm. Lives with his uncle, Mr. Ketchell.
Well, things are getting hotter.
Which way, Lieutenant?
Down. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Police.
What do you want?
We'd like to talk to you.
Okay, come on in. The place is a mess. Excuse it. Hey, we can sit in here. It ain't so dirty in here. How about a drink?
No, thanks.
You don't mind? I'm going to have one. Just grab a chair.
We want to talk to you about your nephew.
Yeah, I figured. Sure you won't have a short one?
No, thanks.
Had it for a month. No, more than a month. And the lousy thing since December. Cheers.
Your nephew's in the hospital.
He is?
He was shot. He killed a policeman.
Killed a cop, huh? How do you like that? Well, he ain't no nephew of mine. I'm not really his uncle. My wife's nephew. She's dead. I brought him up.
He was with a friend, Eddie Klein.
Yeah, just like Jake. No good. Knew Jake would get thrown into jail sooner or later. Never thought he'd kill a cop.
We're looking for two more of his friends.
Two more?
Your nephew?
He ain't no nephew.
Jacobs and Klein, along with two other men, started holding up stores and gas stations a week ago.
Holding up stores and gas stations?
Yeah. And we want to know where we can find the other two men.
And sticking up places, killed a cop.
And a young boy who worked in one of the stores.
Got to get me another drink.
Okay, sure.
No, thank you.
Never was any good. I brung him up. His family died when he was 3, I think. Wife's sister. Come to live with us. Wife died 10 years ago. Never could do anything with him. Yeah, he's been getting in trouble. Oh, those kicks making all kinds of racket. I called him. Hey, cut that out! All day.
Look, Mr. Ketchell, can you help us on the other two men?
Well, one of them would probably be Willie Harris. They run around together.
Where does Willie Harris live?
A rooming house over on Maple, next block. Don't know the address, but it's in the middle of the block.
All right, thanks, Mr. Ketchell.
Sure. Killed the cop picks up stores. They get much money out of these stores?
Quite a bit.
Never showed none of it around here. So long.
Yeah, this looks like the place.
Rooms.
88
yeah.
Code 6.
That's us.
88 code 6.
88, roger. Let's go, Matt. I'll use the phone in the rooming house. Well, what's up?
If Willie Harris lives here, I'll want to call in anyway. And if he's one of the boys that...
Yes.
Police.
Oh, is something wrong?
Does Willie Harris live here?
Why, yes. Has he done something?
Is he in?
No, hasn't been in since yesterday.
Well, I'd like to use your phone.
Well, all right. Has Willie done something? You're going to arrest him?
No, we're not sure. We want to talk with him.
Where'd you say that phone was?
Oh, right in there on the stand.
Oh, thanks.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised if Willie's done whatever you think he's done. I've never liked him.
Has he had any money in the last 2 weeks?
Yes, he's paid some of his back rent. I don't know where he got it. He isn't working.
Hello, this is Guthrie. No, thanks. Quine, Matt.
Willie Harris came into some money this week.
Oh, much money?
Paid his back rent.
Yes, he hasn't been.
Hello, Quine. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, look, we're over at a rooming house. We got a lead on a guy named Willie Harris. Might be one of them. Yeah, well, yeah, but we wait. Yeah, they might just show you now. Okay, yeah. Now, the holdup. Same M.O., only two men this time.
You think Willie was one of them?
Might be. If you don't mind, we're going to wait here in case he shows up.
Around the block. I just talked to Quine. He spotted across the street in the alley. Did you find anything?
Yeah. Slugs from a .38.
Hmm?
No gun.
Yeah, it was a .38 that killed that Bishop boy.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to find some of that money.
Somebody came.
Yeah, it's coming up here. Get over by the door. Don't move!
Okay,
get up.
Hey, what is this?
Where's your partner?
What do you mean?
Eddie's dead. Jacobs is dying. Where's your partner?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Take him down, man.
Hey, look.
Stand still.
Wait a minute, will you?
Here, Ben.
It's a nice bundle of dough.
Oh, I want it. I want
to pay
him.
Did you tell him at the gas station on Lincoln Boulevard?
No, I didn't.
That kid in the grocery store died.
Now, wait a minute. Will you wait a minute?
We got a dozen witnesses who can make an identification on you.
I didn't shoot that guy in the grocery store. I didn't shoot him.
Who did?
Oh, Frank. Frank shot him.
Frank who?
Frank Woodard.
You and Frank held up that gas station?
Yeah.
Where's Frank now?
He went home. 618 North Wilton. He was tired. He was going to take a nap.
Get your pants on.
All right.
We'll tell you where it was, Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
Look, you can't prove
it. Damn it. Come on, let's go.
What about a shirt?
Leave the pajama top on. We'll give you a whole new outfit downtown.
Okay. Any trouble?
No. You can have them, Quine.
Oh, here, this is yours.
What for?
60 cents.
Matt and I got 96 in that last round of rapid fire. You had a 98.
The lineup, where before you pass the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. Listen again next week when we again bring you The Lineup.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, then name and charge. If you have any questions or identification, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name.
The Lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie and Wally Mayer as Sergeant Matt Greb, is written by Blake Edwards with music by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Hi Everback, Gil Stratton, Vic Perrin, Sam Edwards, Jack Moyle, Gene Bates, Herb Butterfield, Tony Barrett, and Virginia Gregg. The Lineup is transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle.
Welcome back. I can't help but wonder if trying to go out and qualify right after pulling one of those all-nighters might make it harder for a good marksman to pass, but apparently no trouble for Ben Guthrie. All right, well, that'll actually do it for today. We will be back next week with another episode of The Lineup. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.